And finally today, rap is winning over fans in Iran, although the country's authorities are generally not among them. One of the country's best-known rappers is Hishkas, and he's never even put out an official CD. Roxana Saberi has his story from Tehran.
Hishkas means nobody in Farsi, but Soroush Lashkari's songs have turned him into a pioneer of rap in Iran.
Rap is a style that allows you to say a lot. It involves a lot of words, and you can sing about anything.
The 23-year-old often raps about the problems he sees in Iran today. Like in this song, This is Tehran. The lyrics translate as, "This is Tehran, damn it. This isn't a joke. There's no place here for flowers and ice cream on a stick. This is a jungle. Eat or be eaten." Here the split between the rich and the poor oppresses and bruises and sickens the people's souls. Songs like this strike a chord with many young Iranians. They can find Hishkas's music on the internet or on black market CDs, but not in the stores or on state-run radio. That's because his music is underground. When Hishkas tried to get government permission to release it officially, he was turned down. He's never tried to get a government permit to put on a concert. After the 1979 Islamic Revolution, the government banned many types of music. Restrictions have gradually eased, but Iranian authorities still largely shun rap. Hishkas says they see it as a corrupting force from the West.
Because Western rap has become a lot more commercialized, and in videos, it's all about womanizing and stuff like that. Maybe that's why rap has a bad image among authorities here in Iran. However, if they sit and examine our music, they'll understand our goal is the opposite of what they think. We use many Iranian instruments. Our rap has become Iranian. It's no longer foreign.
Hishkas says it's not just his style that's Iranian, but also his lyrics. In this song, Patriot, he says other countries are using Iran's nuclear program as an excuse to launch a military attack on Iran, even though they have nuclear weapons themselves. He produced the song with the rapper Reveal, an Iranian living in London. Hishkas estimates there are about 500 rappers like him in Iran. That's a lot, considering the restrictions they face. Mahdiyar Aghajani is a hip-hop producer who's worked with Hishkas. He says the government's limits may actually have helped Iranian musicians like them.
You can't sell your CDs outside Iran. You can't record easily in the studio. You can't put on a performance, but we like it. I think the main reason we've persevered is this. They tried to stop us, so we young people had to be more talented and show more willpower.
And it's willpower that keeps Hishkas going. He says he hopes one day he'll be able to perform in Iran and abroad so that he can see his audience. For The World, I'm Roxana Saberi in Tehran.
The World's Global Hit Podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation. During Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month, learn more about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com.